Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 14. Today we are going to talk about nuts and seeds, the good, the bad, and the even better. I am here today with my friends and colleagues in the healing field, and they are
Tina Thornton,
Sabine Isayam,
Christina Sergun Powers.
And this is Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie, and let's get started with all about nuts and seeds. So there are a lot of things to talk about. We want to eat healthier, we want to be vibrant, we want to know what to do to feel that way, to be able to live a better, more fuller life. And nuts and seeds can really help us with that. So I'm going to just open it up because I know Tina and Sabine have a lot to say on nuts and seeds.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I think a great place to start would be if you've heard anything about sprouting, you know, when you're talking, you hear all this talk about broccoli, 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 so good for cancer. But the interesting thing is when we actually go to the broccoli seeds and we just soak them, and it can be a couple of days, 3 days. There are many, many, many books on sprouting. But those seeds that have just begun coming to life, 50 times more cancer-fighting properties than you do in broccoli alone. So all this talk about broccoli is exciting, but when we get to the seeds, when we get to the very, very beginning of the life source of these plants, and green things, it's extraordinary the powerhouse that they become. And when they're soaked, you release enzyme inhibitors in them. You release anti-nutrients. You know, phytic acid can create an imbalance in the body if that's not soaked. So it's really important to soak your seeds. And then after, good grief, something like chia and smaller seeds don't require as much time. There's a book that I love called Dining in the Raw, Cooking with the Buff by Rita Romano. Again, Dining in the Raw, Cooking with the Buff. And then the beginning, you've got probably 3 or 4 pages that deals with every nut seed, and it deals with the proper sprouting time, that kind of thing. Fantastic to learn about sprouting and that kind of thing. What have you discovered about?
So yeah, before I say anything, I want to read a little excerpt from the book Modern Day Microbiotics. And he talks about the energy of nuts and seeds. And he says, being at the beginning of their life cycle, nuts and seeds carry a fresh new energy, what you just were talking about. Their energy makes you feel youthful, adventurous, and enthusiastic to explore, develop, and start new things. Being whole, living foods, nuts and seeds contain a strong, clear life force.
Beautiful. Great. So learned something new already about the broccoli seed. I did not know that you can actually get broccoli seed. Where would you get a broccoli seed?
You know, we're at the farmer's market. So Joan Kaplan is the gal that does the sprouts over here. You could order them online. You could get them through different seed companies. But we can get, Joan starts the sprouts. She's actually a couple blocks away in Las Flores.
And it's so in she Altadena, breeds, yeah. For those of you who don't know. Altadena, California.
Behind the Pasadena High School on Saturday. She's got all kinds of sprouts.
That's right. I've seen her. I've talked to her. Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I want to just say something. You know, I'm so happy you guys are here because nuts and seeds are like one of the main things that I eat. And so I have lots of questions about that. But I like what you were reading about how it has, you know, that life force, and it has all of the potential, because everything, you know, just energetically, we are all vibration. And so the seed is carrying that vibration. Mm-hmm. That's what we've talked before about the new moon and the planting of the seeds. I mean, that's really what it is. You're taking that in. And so it's amplifying your energy level is really aligning up in your line. And this is another way to line up with the earth. I mean, mm-hmm. this whole idea of planting and having that potential. So whatever the idea, that seed is just amplifying that ability in you to be aligned. And when you're aligned, you don't have to worry about going against things. So I really love how you
Great.
Read that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I really like that too. And it reminds us that everything, when we're talking about love your life now, everything starts with a seed. Mm-hmm. Even the big, huge sequoia tree. Mm-hmm. And within the tiny, tiny seed mm-hmm. of the sequoia tree, mm-hmm. which is a tiny, tiny seed, yeah. all the potential mm-hmm. is already there. And then it just takes some time and some developing and some water, some nourishment to create this big, strong tree. Mm-hmm. So I love that analogy or thinking, you know, that now thinking when I'm taking seeds, I'm not only taking omegas and, you know, the nutrients, mm-hmm. but I'm also taking in all that potential. And now I can harvest that.
You know, because I was talking to somebody the other day about, you know, they're going back and forth between eating really healthy things and eating things that are not healthy. And it does take some time. But, you know, I've been doing this so long that when I eat something, I think to myself, I cannot eat something unless it is energetically mm-hmm. going to keep me mm-hmm. aligned mm-hmm. or amplify what I'm doing.
Yes.
And that's, you know, in perfect alignment with what you're saying. And I had one other question too, I didn't want to forget. When you talked about the soaking time, so I'm new to that. So can you explain, like, because I'm just like, okay, soak them. They soak for 12 hours, they soak for 1 hour, they're soaked.
So before we even start talking about soaking, let's talk about what kind of seeds to
yes,
buy.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So let's start from the beginning, seeds and nuts. So you need to make sure that they are organic, pesticide-free, mm-hmm. natural, no preservatives added. So you want to start with that.
Perfect.
Okay? Basically, and storing it. So you don't want to buy too much in bulk mm-hmm. because they have such a high fat content, which mm-hmm. is really good fat. That they go rancid very fast.
Yes.
So you want to buy little amounts and store them properly, which is usually in a glass jar in a dark, cool place. It doesn't have to be refrigerated if you're going to use it, but this is how you start. And then Tina can tell us about this.
You know what? Actually, oh, yeah. I would refrigerate nuts and things like that. Seeds, not so much, but, and the higher fat content would be in the nuts. Probably that's what you're speaking to. The
yes, the
nuts walnuts
yeah.
and almonds and stuff. But yes. the seeds you don't have to store in the fridge. But okay. I would if you buy like almonds. If you buy almonds and that kind of thing, mm. after a couple of weeks they will go rancid.
Good.
Because of that. But and well, this is just excellent points about, you know, the kind of seeds to get, that kind of thing. Almonds too. In California, we do something. We fought this back in 2007, 2008. There was kind of a false scare, salmonella issue with almonds. Something was trumped up there. But at the end of the day, what that ends up doing is forcing the California almond manufacturer growers, rather, to we can't really get a raw almond in Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, or health food stores, anything like that. So that means that we're not going to be, when we get our almond milk, we're not going to be getting, you know, of course it's not going to be raw. What they do is, they'll do like a kind of a slight pasteurization process, a higher steam, something like Whole Foods would do that. So you would lose some of the enzyme activity in the almonds. A lot of other manufacturers or almond growers would use, I believe it's propylene oxide. So it's a cancer-causing agent on your mm-hmm. on your almonds, you know, when there are places that are even of less integrity. So the only place that you're able to avoid, at least with almonds for the moment, the only place that you're able to avoid that process is if you buy them from growers that supply to farmers markets. They were able to escape that whole process. So really ideal if we can make our own almond milk. Really ideal, of course, to get the almonds from the farmers markets. And almonds just at night, just grab a handful and just throw them in water. Mm-hmm. The enzyme inhibitor, seeds and nuts and those kinds of things. Nature has a wonderful way to protect it. They're enzyme inhibitors. They keep them intact until they're ready to grow. So the thing is we need to release them. If we don't release that by soaking and sprouting, our body can't, you know, our body can't digest them properly or most efficiently. So that's why we soak and sprout them. And with almonds, when we grab that handful of almonds and we soak them that 8 hours, the phytic acid, the enzyme inhibitors are released in that time frame. In the morning, those almonds are going to be plumper. They taste wonderful. Mm-hmm. 400 to 600% more nutrition, mm-hmm. 30% protein. It's a superfood.
Could you do, like, if you did for 12 hours, is there any problem?
No, that's not. No, that's not a problem. Sometimes that's what we do too.
And you know, I've been having such a hard time finding the raw almonds, and so I haven't bought them. But they had raw, at Trader Joe's, raw sliced almonds. Now, is there any difference in that?
I still wouldn't trust almond growers from a major. I know it's intense to think about that, right. But just almonds. Mm-hmm. Walnuts, they're not doing that too, although I did notice a couple weeks ago there was another phony scare going on with walnuts, so it was almost impossible to find walnuts in some places, but I did find some at Sprouts. So I'm waiting for the industry to do that.
And then they jacked the price up. They brought them back and then they added $3 to what they were before.
Well, I get my almonds from my walnuts from the Pasadena Farmers Market.
Fantastic.
Those are great. And I was wondering, and I know the answer already, but I have never sprouted walnuts. I always sprout my almonds.
You don't have to. There's kind of a debate on that.
Yeah, walnuts are a little different.
I don't know what you think about that, but you don't.
Because they're also they're in a hard shell, right? So that could make a difference. Yeah. Walnuts are in a hard shell, so.
You don't have to because the fat content is so high. Sometimes if you want to, like if you're making, like I love this walnut onion pate. So I do like to actually soak the walnuts. And they do. They get juicier and sweeter, sweeter and tastier. And they look like little brains. If you think of when you look at the walnuts, and they're fantastic for the brain.
I bet that they make us smarter. Idea. Yes. So I want to ask about pecans and cashew nuts.
Oh, good.
What is the?
They're so yummy. Are you gonna tell us they're bad?
Yeah, and they're a little bit more exotic, and so a lot of people are probably wondering. And also, they're not touted out there as superfoods. You know, some almonds we all know superfood. Walnuts, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, all superfoods. But what about pecans and cashews?
You know, I love the taste of them. And one of the things, and maybe Sabine or someone that has more information about this, there's a process that's used to actually get them out of the shell, cashews, that kind of thing. So there's a debate about even, you know, how much enzyme activity would be in them because of how we've had to derive them.
I see.
So that's
Do you have something there about cashews,
Sabine?
I'm trying
to find. All I see that cashew nuts are still loaded with very good things in them. Mm-hmm. You know, they still have a high amount of protein, good fat, which we need, fiber, iron, zinc, and vitamin E. So I don't see why we would avoid them.
Definitely not avoid them, guys.
Of course, unless again, you have organic. An allergy. I always buy them organic. And a lot of times when you said allergies, our bodies tell us if we're allergic. Most people are allergic to the pesticides that are on the nuts. They think they're allergic to nuts. Mm-hmm. So when you find the really clean organic nuts and seeds and you soak them and you eat them and you have no reaction, now you get clear about whether you have an allergy for nuts and seeds or not.
What a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Great point. And also remember, people, we all know this by now, I think, but peanuts are not nuts. So they don't fall into the nut. So if you have a peanut allergy, which a lot of people have, I guess, nowadays here in the United States, I never heard of it back in Germany, but we also don't eat
the mold. So peanut is a legume.
It's a legume, right? So if you have a peanut allergy, I know some people probably then become a little weary about eating nuts and seeds because peanuts, I'm allergic to that. So it's a completely different thing. And just make sure to try Sabine's tips, make sure they're really organic and you soak them and see what that does for you. Now I want to move a little bit more to the seeds and talk a little bit about chia seed and the things that and then flax seed, because those are two very important seeds I tell always everyone to get in. And there are some things, again, to always the most effective way to get them or to digest them is the raw and soaked.
Yeah.
But what are some of the particular things that chia and flax seeds do? I know one of them, but Sabine is smiling. I know she wants to say.
So no, I know that chia seed is very high in protein.
Mm-hmm. And omegas.
Yes.
And, yeah. And omegas and so many and other acids. Nutrients, micronutrients. So just want to quickly share, I've been doing making this amazing smoothie for my son every morning because he's been picky about breakfast, things like that. So I just get organic frozen strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
I add coconut milk. I add a tablespoon of chia seeds and a little bit of organic maple syrup, blended in my NutriBullet, and he is in heaven.
I'm going to have that tomorrow.
And I know he's having his protein and his fruit and his, you know, antioxidants from the strawberries and the coconut milk, and he's having the good fat. So just when you said chia seed, because I've been doing that for like 4 days in a row now.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a great sounding recipe. And chia seeds are so easy to eat. And if you like puddings or tapioca puddings,
mousse, chocolate mousse.
You can put the chia seeds in, particularly with coconut milk. It works very well. And you just put like 8 ounce coconut milk and put 2 teaspoons or one, you know, tablespoon, big tablespoon, 15 grams, I don't know how many ounces that is, but 15 grams of chia seed in that, stir it up, and then when they kind of gel out, you have a nice pudding. So the coconut milk works good for that, helping that kind of to become, and then you can eat it with a spoon like a pudding. So if you want a little bit of maple syrup in that, or if you're just going to add some fruit, right before you eat it, that's a great way. And one of the things that chia seed is doing is really helping release toxins.
Beautiful.
Heavy toxins, even mercury. If the mercury is in your liver, no, not if it's in your brain, but if the mercury is in and around your liver, the gel of the chia seed that's developed when you're letting it gel for a little bit, that's what's grabbing onto the toxins and flushing them out.
Beautiful. Now, I've put them, I've just been sprinkling about 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons, depending on how much of the steel cut oats that I make in the morning. It's wonderful in oatmeal. Now, do we need to soak them?
If you could.
Yeah.
If you could, ideally, it would be letting them get to that gel, even for
before
even
you
for
a few
hours.
And that actually doesn't take very long for them to gel.
Sometimes we'll make like mini boba. Christina wants a quick snack, so we'll take a tablespoon of chia seeds and just put maybe half a cup of water, give it a half hour, 45 minutes. I'll mix in a few, you know, a little bit of like stevia or a little bit of maple syrup and some vanilla. And it's, you know, it's like a
lemonade
little mini boba.
It's so good with lemonade.
It's incredible.
Oh, lemonade, yeah.
The chumash, I just wanted to share this one thing because sometimes we have loved ones that are going through strokes. In the United States, around the 1850s, there was an incredible medical school that was actually from the Chumash, the native groups here, had a phenomenal medical school, a healing school. And we were able to, in the 1850s, shut that down. But one of the things that came out of that wisdom, there's a Dr. Jim Adams here. Ironically, if you're going to be a doctor and you go to USC or you're going to be a pharmacist, you have to take his program. So that's what he does during the day, and he teaches people about, you know, what they need to do to pass medical school and become a pharmacist. But in his altar life, he is an amazing a Chumash wisdom keeper. And one of the things I learned from classes from him, when you'd have someone going through a stroke, even a tablespoon of chia seeds and getting them moist. After 6 months of giving an individual that experienced, you can imagine the stroke symptoms, the body shutting down in different areas. In 6 months of giving them this kind of nourishment, they were finding that they could reverse the stroke symptoms.
Wow.
In the individuals. That's awesome. Amazing stuff the chia seeds can offer.
So I know we're running out of time, but I do have to mention one of my favorite seeds of all.
Absolutely.
Which is sesame seeds.
Oh, yeah. You know, yes.
I love them because they're loaded with calcium and iron. I mean, if you have a handful of sesame seeds a day, you will need to drink that milk. You don't need that excuse that you're not getting enough calcium. Okay.
Beautiful.
So loaded with calcium and iron. and all the good stuff. And of course, sesame seeds can turn into tahini, which is sesame seed paste, and you can put that in your dips and your hummus and make delicious dressings, salad dressings. So and it's fantastic good fat also. So I would have that every day. Like, if people can eat sesame seed in some form, whether it's the tahini form or the actual seeds in their salads, I would have that every day.
Beautiful. I have one question. So as a vegetarian, this is one of my main sources, is the nuts and seeds. Is there too much seeds to eat? I mean, could you eat too much nuts and seeds through the day and become toxic?
Okay.
Or what's the right amount? What's the right amount, I guess, is a good question. A better question.
To trust your body. And to just really gauge how you're feeling with it. I don't think that we can physically overdo it.
I mean, is it a good amount, like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of, you know, like some sesame seeds, a few walnuts, a few almonds, a few...
So I'm so glad you brought it up. I don't think you could overdo... I mean, it's still fat.
Yeah, so you're getting a lot of calories if you're eating a lot.
You get lots of calories. But if you're a vegetarian, you're not eating any meat, you have to be careful because nuts and seeds are deficient in amino acid... lysine. Okay, so vegans particularly need to eat nuts on a day that they also eat legumes, because legumes have the amino acid lysine, which is very important for our growth and development and health.
Legumes, beans,
so yeah, all kinds of beans. That's it. Yeah.
Okay. It's best to eat it
with them. Okay. Yes, to complement it and have it, you know, create this whole complete amino acid.
Thank you.
Fantastic. The flax point you had asked about too, and you know, one of the things you see people experiencing carpal tunnel. One of the things that flax is useful for is helping people to reverse carpal tunnel syndrome. I know you see Barlean's and you see all these flax oils in the store, but it's just so much better and so, I mean, to be putting seeds and nuts in your diet, such an incredibly inexpensive way to do this. Ideally, just to get the flax, run it through a coffee grinder, then you've got the fiber, you've got all the components. It tastes wonderful. That's the best way to get flax, and you don't have to spend on expensive bottles of oil.
And so, and here's one point I want to make, because I know people have told me this, and sometimes I'm not really thinking that, but the thought pops into my head as in, someone, you know, people a lot of times say, well, you know, I don't have time, or I just don't want to eat a spoon of flax meal, all right? I just don't want to do that. But they are willing to inject with insulin, right? So we have to look at food as medicine. So food is medicine. And which medicine would you rather have? Would you rather have the ritual of swallowing a certain amount of seeds that you have soaked for a certain amount of time, or you've milled it, and take that and be in perfect health? Or would you rather get to the point where you have to spend 250 or I don't know how, you know, very expensive money on some chemical that you're then taking, or even injecting yourself with something, or having to have an implant around your heart to make your heart go? And this is the fundamental thing, is to change our thinking in just looking at, but if, you know, if I don't change something, I'm going to have to do one or the other. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah,
so making the effort to soak the seeds and take the flax, even if you don't like the taste, because a lot of people, that's their issue with flaxy. They don't like the taste for, you know, but then, you know, you
get used to that. But a lot of times it's an excuse, because there's so many amazing recipes out there. Right. They're all on, you know, just Google.
Onion bread with flax seeds.
Amazing. Yeah. Just Google it and there it is. You can have your flax seed. You won't even taste any of it.
Exactly. So that's the point, is to really say, you know, if you're even having that thought of, oh, that's too much work, then just think of what is the other consequence that could happen if we choose to continuously not give our body these types of nutrients and not help them detox and not help them be the best seed. And also, and then if we're looking at our development, going back to the statement from the beginning, hey, who do you want to become? And how do you want your life to grow and develop, right? Yeah. So give yourself some seeds, right? With the love, give yourself some seeds.
Yes.
And with that, we're out of time. And I know you got a lot of different, you know, cool information, reminders, new information. And if you have any more questions on the nuts and seeds, you can go to Sabine's page, which is
healthcoachsabine.com.
Or to Tina's page.
We could drop an email to me at itsthefood@gmail.com, and we'll give you recipes and things related to all of these.
Exactly. Or you can check out my page and contact me through that, which is soniasophie.com. And if you have questions about what's going on at the Yoga for Balance studio, where we do actually have nutrition workshops, we have lifestyle workshops, we have, of course, Kundalini yoga going on, and even a dance class, you can go to www.yogaforbalance.org. Okay, with that, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. And next week we will be talking about some kind of other superfood, which we'll decide after we let you go. So come back and be surprised next week. This was Love Your Life Now, number 14.